This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Every time I'm in the office, everyone else is a pallbearer.
Yeah.
Because they have to bear the weight of me.
The dead weight of you.
What
How is New York?
Holy shit.
Let's hear it.
That question cut through me. New York was great. I was staying near Fire Island with my family, which I think is very funny.
That is really funny.
And so, but we went to the beach, and it was fun. We went to the beach a couple times. Long walks, 10,000 steps, celebrating my mother's birthday. And, I mean, what an incredible woman.
Forever. Are you staying over there?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, he does that sometimes.
Wild. Wow.
Yeah. Crazy. Producer
Why is this style. A good idea?
Why does it sound like an evil wedding march?
What's that?
Why does it sound like an evil
it's
wedding
It's a
march?
Halloween wedding. Is my microphone on?
Yeah, let's just...
Yeah, you can hear.
Is my microphone on?
Is my microphone on? Look in them.
Inside.
Usually there's silence during the processional, right?
Oh,
during
yeah.
the wedding march?
I don't really know. Is there?
Where did you find this?
What's that?
Where did you find this?
This is on YouTube. It says a wedding march, sort
Turn
of.
Turn it down if
Turn
you can't
up?
Hear us. Turn it down if you can't hear us. That's great. Much better, right? How long did you want that to last?
I didn't want it to last any amount of time. There's 30 seconds left in the song. Oh, okay. That's what you're
feedback.
Asking.
Are you guys getting
There's feedback for
going?
Sure.
Yeah,
what is
I'm
that
coming? A buzz.
From?
Yeah, kind of a buzz.
We should use this for when you walk down the aisle.
The buzz.
The buzz.
Oh,
love it.
There you go.
Wow.
I mean, what a special week, am I right?
Yeah.
You guys will always remember this, especially Casey.
Yeah, for sure.
Specialist week of your life.
Yeah.
Most special.
Yeah.
How are we feeling? I mean, this is we should say that this is the prenuptial HeadGum Podcast episode because the last of us to get married, Amir and Avital.
The last of us.
Are
married.
You guys married?
No. Well, I don't think
I'm
we plan
married.
On it. Yeah.
No.
There's no. You don't have anything planned?
I haven't even met anybody.
Oh. Ever?
I've never met anyone.
So,
hi.
Obviously,
I'm
you guys
Avital.
Are the only
oh,
ones.
Hi, Avital.
Oh, my
nice
God.
To
nice to meet you.
A thruple.
Whoa, should we?
I'm kind of emotional.
Thank you.
At the thought of, like, you guys not being bachelors anymore, right? How does that feel? Did you guys... Sorry,
Bad.
Just let me finish.
Bad.
It feels bad.
We weren't bachelors. We were in a relationship.
Well,
what?
It's not like we were single up until this day.
To this day. Yeah, exactly right. Actually,
yeah,
you still are until
want,
Saturday. So. Exactly. Yeah. That's what a bachelor party is for.
We've had a very
party.
Closed relationship.
Well.
One way closed. One way.
Whether or not the relationship is closed, two sets of legs aren't. Am I right?
Meaning?
Meaning sexual experimentation, enjoying each other's bodies, transcending through somatic healing. Does that make sense?
Somatic?
What's
transcending
that?
Through somatic healing. What's wrong with you?
God, you don't listen.
Let me see that rock, girl.
It's just the engagement ring.
It's just the engagement ring? That's the most important ring.
It's been there for months and months. It's
I
not
didn't
like
notice.
An exciting new
when
thing.
When did you... Well, let's fucking... Casey?
Yeah.
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're smiling in a way that I've never seen you smile before.
I just love love.
Casey's crying. It's a very Halloween.
It's a very hollow
wedding.
Ring.
Whoa.
So
what
fast.
Is that? 12 carats?
It's not a diamond.
Yeah, it's a moonstone.
Is that your birthstone?
No. Not even.
Fuck. I don't know anything about how these things go.
We just
something
thought it
borrowed.
Was pretty. Sorry. Fuck. Okay.
You always feel like we're cutting you off. That's just how a normal conversation is with you.
With you.
Don't repeat. Just listen.
I had Casey will appreciate this. First of all, Casey, we should say that you just sold the script, right?
Congratulations.
Wow.
Well, okay, let's not do...
To Jeffrey? Or?
No, I went to film school.
Yeah, I sold it to Jeff.
Wow. $4.
I overspent. The script is barely formatted, let alone good. No, I went
email.
To... What's that?
It was an email.
You said
he
I always act
email.
Like you guys are cutting me off.
You
what
do.
Was that?
You don't have to yell, what's that, every time someone talks is all. What's the script?
I don't want to get into it right now.
Yeah,
now's not the time for this.
That's sort of the log line of the
in
show.
In a way, we're getting married, but you've given birth, and that's bigger.
That's a bigger deal because wow. You brought new life into this world. Not only just one life, but how many characters?
Yeah, lots of lives.
There's two main characters, two supporting characters.
Four lives.
Well, you got
four
three,
lives.
You got three kind of created. Actors in here. I don't know if what you
you've
do
got two actors and then a mirror.
He's actually a very good actor. He
I'm
just doesn't
really
like
really
to do
actor,
it.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it. No.
That's cooler. That's so much cooler to have the talent but not want
thick
it.
And thin.
Yeah.
That's your chest and your ankles.
Actually, well, this is maybe too earnest, but you should feel special because he acts in things that you write and he will not do it for a lot of people.
I wow. do act in things? So. Oh, like HeadGum sketches?
Yeah. I mean, granted, it's for HeadGum. Yeah. Sort of force. But.
A very narrow wheelhouse that only Jeffrey can write for.
What? I'm right next to you.
Yeah, but you make me feel vulnerable and the acting is kind of hard for me. Jeff just yells, like, different snack ideas.
Oh,
I have
that's
to yell
good.
David?
Exactly.
Sorry, just 1 second. Gotta get the claps in.
Makes me feel vulnerable. It's beautiful.
Proposal story, or how did it happen?
Doesn't quite matter right now. We're looking
what's
forward
that?
Towards
no, it one. Does. This is the time that you kind of tell about, like, did he surprise you on a scavenger hunt? Did he draw a bath / butter?
I do draw a lot of baths for her. So
well, you were saying that he draws a lot of hard lines in the sand out of nowhere.
When did I say that?
I think it was at a live show last fall.
Like, what would be an example of a hard line that I would describe him drawing?
So it would be like, let's figure out, you know, how we're going to divvy up chores. And then he's like, I will not do the kitchen. And mm-hmm. you're like, okay, like,
exactly
fine. Right. I guess I'll do the kitchen and you can do the bathrooms. That seems worse. And then he's like over the moon to do the bathrooms.
That's a hard line. That he draws. Another one is no cheating on me. It's like so dumb.
Yeah, that's you got to be more flexible.
Not really.
Really?
So, no cheating on me. That's
none.
What I say. Like I'm training a dog.
No.
Hey.
Well, you brought a spritz bottle into the office. I'm wondering if that's also fun.
That's more kinky.
No, I was gonna say it's king. You guys were the Erewhon couple in Silver Lake and COVID.
What's that?
What is that?
Casey knows what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm an island. I'm an island man today. It went viral on Twitter. Sorry, X.
The
woman leading a man on a leash.
Dog
yeah.
Into an
well, that went viral on Twitter, not X.
Yeah.
Right.
It was 2 years ago.
That's true.
Did you see that? A guy was in like a full leather dog costume and a dominatrix was like walking him into Erewhon.
Wow. You're
why do you assume she was a dominatrix? Because of what she was wearing and doing?
Yeah.
You can't put people into boxes like that anymore. Yeah. It's 2023.
It could have been just an orthodontist walking a human dog. It didn't have to be a dominatrix, I guess.
And how do you know it was a dog and not a donkey?
It was
or
a man
horse.
Barking like an animal.
Okay. Well, not all animals are the same.
Men can have rabies.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
I guess if they get bitten by a dog.
Or a bat.
A horse.
A rabid horse.
Exactly right.
Are want to walk around?
We're getting too far away from the field.
You're right. How did you propose?
I proposed in Santa Monica on a beach.
Will Rogers or sorry, the key to storytelling is specificity, universality through specificity.
The reason we're leaving out details is because I don't want you and everyone in mind to know.
But it's already in the past, you know, like you've been getting mad. I'm sorry. I would never do this to you, Avital, but I've been bleeping it for that reason. But I've been like doxing the wedding details on the show for months and you keep getting really angry. You're like, you have to cut that out. You're saying you can't release that detail.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because of like the gun epidemic in this country or what.
It's
or if it's just strangers showing up.
Necessarily, yeah.
But it's all been cut out because it's in the future, right? Okay. But this episode doesn't come out till after the wedding. So we can say.
Is that true?
October
15th. What episode comes out Friday?
Oh, you know what? It's this one. But this all being said, this was in the past, which means it's already been sealed in wax, right?
But this episode comes out before the wedding.
We'll get to that. I'm just saying proposal. We're focused on the matter at hand. Maybe this is the episode we do the ticker. You were saying like, you know, like the first take ticker.
Yeah,
where it's PTI
like style. What's talking about now? What's coming up?
Exactly. And what was just spoken of so that we can know, people can know if they want to rewind. Mm-hmm. That's just in the case of someone opening the YouTube video and clicking it at random / ad nauseum.
Which is how you watch YouTube videos usually.
Usually. And I'd love to talk to you guys about
like
some subjects that I've just learned about.
Yeah, you're just sort of clicking indiscriminately.
Photosynthesis is when plants are.
I'm so sorry for wasting 45 minutes.
I do have a wedding to plan. Starting a job on Monday that I have to prep for. Yeah. This is sort of not a great use of my time.
No, my point is that the proposal's already happened. Nobody can do anything to sour it. It's already sealed in wax. So like
he's already soured it, so we don't want to know.
So let's hear it. That's why you don't want to tell the story.
It's been a soured story. But yeah, the story is that we were on the west side. We went to a beach. Proposal happened, went to see my parents, then ate a very nice sushi dinner in the valley.
Sushi note?
No. Sushi bar.
Oh, that's good.
It was really good.
Yeah. Do you like sushi or is that what Amir likes?
Actually,
she hates sushi.
He went with Ben Schwartz before, and I got so insanely jealous.
Oh, really?
I kept being like, I love sushi. We don't go to this fancy sushi place, and I wouldn't stop talking about it. And then before the proposal, he finally made a reservation. I was like, how did you know?
That's sweet. Redemption arc.
So then it was a callback, if you will.
How did you feel on the day? Did you have reservations or had you guys already
at the sushi place?
Sorry,
yeah.
Just 1 second. I'm talking about
9:30 p.m.
Basically,
pretty hard to get. You have to do it a month in advance, but
so is Avital.
Omakase, of course. Trust me with the sushi.
Do you omakase, Amir? Do you trust the chef with the rest of your life?
No.
That's true. That's the thing. It's like you're only her first husband. Does that make sense?
This is the practice one.
Exactly right. So
my starter husband.
Yeah, like you know when like you're in high school and you have a crush on that certain someone, and then you're like, shit, I don't want to be a virgin.
I'm not really in high school anymore. I feel like my mind is made. This isn't like a passing fancy. Avital's not my first wife.
I was gonna say it's like Follies.
Yeah.
Have you been married before?
Wait, sorry. To who?
No.
It's not funny. It's like, who are you married to?
Yeah, I can't believe you kept us all in the dark. This is really fucked up.
Oh, I just mean that there won't be a second.
That's not what that means.
That sounds like a threat.
No way. It's not a threat. I would never.
Casey, can you kind of just back up and like analyze how you viewed that as a threat? Like, what about his body language? What about?
I think just the sentence, there will not be a second, is
that's
feels
another
threatening.
Hard line. Yeah. 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 You gotta like.
Crazy hard line.
It's insane.
I'm saying if I die sometime during our marriage.
And we do hope.
Avital's not allowed to remarry, and that's written into the prenuptial.
Will you haunt us if I do?
I mean, play the song again. Da-na-na-na-na-na. What is this?
I know this. What is it?
You're a music fan.
I am. What was it, like Neil Young or something? I couldn't tell. Was it?
Close enough.
What was it?
It was George Harrison.
Oh, of course.
You said play that song again. You didn't say which one.
I wanted to play the macabre.
He did say which one. He sort of sang
style
it.
Style wedding.
Mm-hmm. He went, din, 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 which sounded like dueling banjos a little bit when you did it.
Avital actually wanted a macabre wedding, Ready or Not style, horror.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think my dream scenario would be more like Ready or Not. It would be really fun. You chase me through the woods with weapons. But I did get a little cake topper that's like very spooky. I mean, it's also October, so it would be fun to go.
Is that going to be on the wedding cake? Or
yeah.
Nice.
It's like two. I don't have a picture of it or I would show you. But it's two corpses.
So you proposed on a beach.
Santa There's fun Monica. Details, but I think it is, I don't know, vulnerable for other people. Maybe.
Yeah, it's like an,
right.
We'll all right, talk we'll move offline.
On. If it's yeah. other people, we'll move on. If yeah. it's Avital or other people, we'll move on.
Okay. I guess one thing that I can say that's funny about it is that I've been having like crazy jaw issues. PSA, don't get a night guard if you don't need one. it ruined my life. But we were seeing like a TMJ expert, and it was really stressful and trying to figure out what was going on. And I had said, maybe we can go to the beach after to kind of make it a nicer thing. And Amir was like, yes, which already was kind of weird that you were so ready to
Perfect.
Go to the
I
beach.
Perfect. I love
after.
The beach.
Yeah.
We've never been to the beach.
We don't go to the beach. And then he had already dropped Luke off with his cousin so that we would have the day.
The dog.
And I didn't. Right. I was like, oh, that's weird, but I didn't think anything about that. And then we go to the beach. I guess the funny detail without getting too into it is a family member had had surgery and is talking about rectal bleeding and anal prolapse and all this stuff. And Amir's like, get off the phone. And I'm trying, and this is what's
Son
happening.
Son is like gradually setting.
And then finally I get off the phone. There's like this much sun left. And he's like, today's been such a good day. And I'm like, no, it hasn't. And then I'm like, oh, as soon as that happens. And he's like, I want every day to be this good. I'm like, okay. And then I check and see that his hand is reaching for
a gun.
Yes. And then he threatened me. And said, yeah,
you better marry me. I'm drawing a hard line in the sand.
Murder or engagement.
No hard line. Never.
In the literal
That's very
sand,
sweet, though.
Yeah.
Wait, so, but it was after an orthodontist appointment?
It was after, like, a TMJ specialist appointment.
Got it.
We're past orthodontist at this point.
Yeah.
We were
specialist,
next
yeah.
level.
Different
yeah.
zone.
Yeah.
I've got a question, if I may.
Yes.
If I could
yeah, of course.
Get in
Sorry,
here.
It's yours to say yes. I can't decide.
Sure,
Does
yeah.
Get
no,
a
you know what? It's your week. It's your day.
You.
Don't let
yeah,
me
Yeah, Avital, may I ask
you
a
may.
Question? So what's more for Amir?
Oh, okay, great.
Did you write that line?
The...
Today was
great
so great. No, I wish every day would
I
be great or whatever.
Good. He didn't say great. He said good.
No, you don't know what I said. You really don't know what I said.
That's true.
That being said, I did say good. No, I don't even remember saying that specifically, but I didn't pre-write it, no.
You just sort of winged it.
Yeah,
you spoke from the heart.
Yeah.
And the heart said today was a good day.
Well, there were highlights before that
were
moment.
There?
Yeah, but those were in your hair, so it was just weird.
I was having a good hair day, is what I meant.
What were the highlights?
In my hair.
Do you remember any, or you're just trying to excuse your...
Oh, no, I remember some, but we'll talk offline.
Okay, great. Yeah, that'll be good for me to know.
That'll too. Be on the Patreon.
Wedding planning.
Podcast.
Let's talk about it. I know how stressful that can be.
Yeah.
You do?
How many times have you been married?
I haven't yet.
Okay.
I just hear tell
mm-hmm.
of the process being a nightmare.
We think right? it's easy.
It's so far so good.
No,
it seems
stressful.
Like, wait, it's really?
No, it's stressful.
I guess my it's first okay. question is.
Don't you fucking
obviously
fuck the date.
Can't say that.
Can you just bleep the date?
I'll least? Bleep all of this, but this is coming out on Friday.
We don't have a security.
This is why, yeah.
What? No, there's no way because of liability insurance, right? Yeah. And this is what I'm also worried about what happened last night. We'll talk after this, but general liability.
All
we have
of
that,
this
but not security.
Gone.
We could sure. still get
All
murdered.
Of that is
yeah, we can cut
yeah,
that.
Yeah, cutting it just like, I can't remember where we're going to start cutting.
Yeah.
We chose the Met Gala because we think it's incredibly beautiful and
is it because
Natural History Museum.
Natural wine at the wedding. In terms of, because you guys went to a different wedding at
yeah.
that same venue. Was that yeah. the deciding factor?
It was, yeah, it was really beautiful, and yeah. we loved it then. And
well, there's a certain magic.
Have you been there?
Don't
have you
say
been to this
where
place?
It is.
Have you been to this place?
I have driven past.
Okay,
I haven't been inside. I'm unbelievably excited to
oh,
just
good.
Be at the wedding, the venue. And I'm also
really
excited
pretty.
To meet Avital's family, to see all my friends that are at the wedding,
yeah.
and then, you know, so.
We've sat Anybody you with else? My brothers. Is that good?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. I might no, I might look bad upon thee.
He might speak ill of me.
Oh.
No, is that true?
No, you're sequestered with HeadGum people.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what Jake did, and it was
we're
a good call.
We're trying to keep you safe.
It was me and Nick Rad, and we were like floundering. We didn't know what to talk about.
Yeah, what did you land on?
Ultimately, like art sales.
Well, you're both in Cleveland.
That's nice.
Art we're, sales?
And we didn't even put that together until
that
before and then after the wedding. Right?
It
so we didn't talk
the cards.
During. Yeah.
yeah. Whereas, like, talking points that you can have with
yeah.
your seatmate.
It wasn't in the cards.
Nice.
Very good. Very good.
No.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. We know.
So it's just that you had been to that place before?
Yeah, we I remember thinking, like, for some reason that it would not be feasible.
Yeah.
And it is really hard at this place.
It's hard to get it.
They don't help you with anything. So this is, like, even the people that got married there were kind of like, don't do it.
It's a borderline Airbnb situation.
Yeah. It's more used, like, yeah, they don't, they just don't give you anything.
That's kind of crazy.
But it is so pretty. You'll see.
Yeah. Have you, so you've been, you got to do like a site visit?
Or? Yeah. And really from the wedding, having seen like how they pulled it off. We're like, okay, we can do it.
Yeah.
And by we, I mean my mom, who's doing most of the work.
And then let's talk about the wedding schedule, because a lot of people do.
Again,
know,
this is all coming out before the day.
Okay, so
I don't want
this
any
is coming
of the
out Friday, October 13th.
Exactly.
So if you're listening to this episode, there's still time.
That's
LA tonight,
no.
Right? Be listening to this at you
again.
Know,
this is all
Atlanta
all
airport.
Things I don't want out there.
And then there's
the date, the
sort
location,
of a wedding,
the style
there's like
of
a welcome
venue.
Drinks. There's like a welcome
it's
dinner.
It's all persona non happening.
Oh,
of course
no.
not.
Who's
going to
be there? Is it
usable.
All just the hip young friends or
of
is the family
yeah.
too?
Of course not usable. Of course really. Not usable.
Then maybe we just release this next Friday.
Sure. But
sure.
then I still don't want every single point of detail out there.
42
Are you ashamed of me?
Amir.
You can stay.
We'll bleep all of that.
Of course.
But how did you decide on the schedule? Like...
Well,
let's do it all in one. Let's get it like a one take situation. Let's do it all in.
Sorry, as opposed to two weddings? Or
sometimes I feel like there's like the legal thing, which only like friends and family show up to. And then there's like a reception, and that's like friends.
I have my family's all Orthodox, or my parents, and my best friend still is.
And
so
they're flying
it's
in
like,
from Miami? Sorry, Miami?
My boy. They're,
do you
my
see
parents?
How excited he gets about learning shit about you that he can use later? Just like a little, oh, and they're flying in. Where are they coming from? And what are their names? Like little fucking things he
impression.
Can file away.
Not really.
Yes,
I thought
really.
That was like more jerky.
Speaking of more
Casey,
jerky, can
you
get us more
fucking
jerky?
Fucking chimed in a minute.
Because you're asking about details of their wedding.
And you don't have it memorized?
I don't
know.
How are you going to shoot it if you don't know the backstory? You have to create a story.
You need
a
narrative.
I figured we'd have a meeting about it.
Mm.
It's
like,
2 days before. What do you mean meeting idea. About it? It's now.
This
is the
meeting.
What's that?
This is the pre-meeting.
Yeah. Nice. Are you talking about that Curb Your Enthusiasm episode?
Nope. yeah. What do you talk
do
about
have
now?
To take a break. We're going to have to take a break.
Why?
Just for ads.
Oh.
This episode, I think, is brought to you by See the Thing Is.
Good to know.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes, HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Ah.
And we're back. Yeah, why that shirt?
I was trying to act like a supportive wife.
Honestly, it's kind of patinated in an interesting way. I feel like when, yeah, you see how that black is faded to gray? That's like what people want out of shirts.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, it is from 2017.
You might want to, sorry, let me finish. You might want to crop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Or just at least do a tie.
Yeah, oh, that's cool.
Tie it up. I'm dressed for a walk because I'm trying
and to. And the occasion.
And for the occasion.
And the job you want.
I did sleep in it and then I thought, oh, this would be kind of nice to wear on the podcast.
Exactly right. I'm wearing my worst underwear today.
Because we would never have known that.
I know. Yeah.
So. Okay. What makes it the worst?
It's loose. It's thin. It's threadbare. It's like MeUndies from 5 years ago.
And you're also in like a very wrinkled suit.
Well, you know what? This, by the way, is this California cocktail enough for you guys? Oh, I don't know what that means. And so I brought it to see if this works. And then I'm going to get it pressed.
Yeah, you can pretty much wear any cool article of clothing. And
yeah, it's cool
right
with
in.
The little cropped pants, too.
Those aren't cropped pants. He just has very thin legs.
I don't know if we'll be able to.
Yeah.
Crop.
So.
You sort of started that. Did you do it at Jake's wedding? Suit. When did you do it?
The short suit I wore to. Did I do it to Jake's? No, I wore it to. Some wedding.
You did do wear it to some wedding.
And people were complimenting, like, wow, that's smart because it's really hot out.
It was LeBron and then you.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Those were the two most influential.
I think it was
Pee Wee
Herman
people.
First.
Oh, that's
and then LeBron.
Me, LeBron, and then me.
Yeah.
I forget what wedding I
you
wore.
You were the
to.
Third. I like your glasses.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So it's, but let's just move
Maybe.
On. We has to move on. Casey?
That's Pit Wall. It's a Pit Wall reference.
Got it.
Yeah.
I don't know what Pit Wall is.
Pit Wall. It's a Formula One podcast that we do here on the HeadGum Network.
I know that because I've listened to every HeadGum podcast.
Same as I.
Yeah.
Actually, Avital is starting a Pet Wall spinoff podcast.
Pet Wall's good. I like Pet Wall.
I like that it sounds like Pet Sounds.
Yeah.
Pet Wall is
that the podcast also podcast. Sounds like Pet Sounds.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Then I would listen.
Yeah.
We need more Brian Wilson.
If I should never leave you, when life will still go on.
Sorry, I've just been sitting here trying to figure this out without asking because I feel like it's a little rude.
Uh-oh.
But I can't figure it out, so I'm just going to ask.
This is the first time you've reflected before asking a rude thing in 5 years. So I can't imagine how fucked up this question is going to be.
What's the why now of your nuptials? You know, in Hollywood, they're like, why this? Why now? Why are you the one to write this project? So why are you guys the one to write this story? And why now?
Do you remember the gun detail from the proposal?
So it's just that you feel threatened. Your life's on the line.
It had to be now. It had to be now.
That's good.
This is like a Hollywood exec meeting. Why you? Why now?
Yeah. Worst sound.
Who are you most dreading seeing at the wedding? And don't say Casey, because he's here.
Who are you most dreading at the wedding?
Nice.
Ooh, good rhyme. Well, we obviously aren't going to answer that.
No, not honestly. But do you have one person?
I'll bleep it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we're both thinking of the same person.
You think so?
Why did you invite them then?
It was an accident.
Who... I would have thought it was like maybe a family member. And you're like, okay, we have to invite them, but you just accidentally invited
a friend or a family member. I think I know who it is.
Do you?
You don't.
So it's not Goni?
Who is Goni?
An Israeli man I met 12 years ago.
I thought it was your cousin.
No, Goni's not my cousin.
Got it.
That's racist, actually.
Sorry about that. Listen, we got to figure some shit out. I don't know where this sound is going.
Highest precision.
Just a nice
Wait, sorry, what was the rude one? Was it who are you?
Oh,
least?
Just why? What's the why now?
Because okay,
it almost implies that you're making
rude.
A mistake.
Yeah. I see, yeah. We are, for sure.
Well, on that note, let's fucking figure... Feckin'. Casey's infecting me.
He's Irish.
Beautiful.
God forbid, right? I mean, obviously, you guys are going into this, you know, considering the what ifs. And I just thought that we should really get all our ducks in the row, you know, decide on what would happen in the event of separation down the line so that you can enjoy the wedding, so that you can enjoy the time to be together afterwards to have. Does that make sense? So I thought that we could craft a prenuptial agreement here. Mm-hmm. And then I have my my attorney's office. And she's a real attorney, and she's going to have the whole thing notarized, ratified, signed, printed, inked by the next episode.
Wow. It's beautiful. We didn't end up doing any prenuptial stuff.
So this is perfect.
This is tough because there's a lot of, you know, first of all, it's like, I don't know how much it's worth in the future, but for now, HeadGum has some value. And then for you, it's like you were basically the star of Fringe, right? So like,
star.
We're going to, you have, I would say, I mean, I this is going to sound rude too. I feel like Avital has more upside.
I did also just get a job and now I'm worried he's using me for my money.
I know. You just got staffed, right?
Yeah, he keeps telling me that I'm the breadwinner now.
We have to fucking figure this out, all right? So let's start this.
How about if in case of separation, just to, for the avoidance of doubt.
Let's not say in case. Let's say when
separation.
When
we separate. Yeah. Just to be safe, so we know sure. You're not using me for my money. Mm-hmm. I keep all my money, and I keep all of your money.
I love this.
Isn't that
I
good?
Really love this. We'll get more into it, because I have line items here.
That's good.
So these are contract points set forth by contractscarousel.com, which I think is the sort of like unabashed leader in prenuptial agreement discussions.
Mm.
And I just want to make sure that you guys know what you're getting into here. I mean, marriage is a big deal. I know that you guys own a home, but this is harder than that, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't get into an argument with a house.
Right. That's right.
But what would that look like?
I probably could get into it. You hear me yelling at my phone. Yeah. I could probably get mad at the house similarly.
I don't feel considered. Yelling at a door jam.
I'm not above it.
No, but I'm serious. I mean, like, I feel like your career has more heat around it.
Oh, okay.
Amir, you're sort of on ice. Mm-hmm. So I just think that it's much more realistic that Avital is going to come into a large sum of money over the next decade than it is Amir. And don't say, oh, I own 30% of HeadGum and there's, like, investors.
It's my 30% now.
I don't exactly own 30% right.
Well, then let's sign the prenup.
What percentage do you own?
Again, all very, very private information.
Oh. He gave... So I'm not going to comment. Financial disclosures.
Yeah.
So according to Contracts Carousel. Sorry, now you got me saying it, Casey. One of the
you
most
hasn't said anything in 35 minutes.
And I appreciate you being here. I called Casey last. Well, I texted
yeah.
you, really.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the story?
Sure. It's a great story. Jeff said, "Can anybody do the HeadGum podcast tomorrow morning?" Specifically, are you going to be in the office tomorrow? And I said, no, but I can be.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, great. See you tomorrow.
Sorry, we're running out of time.
Yeah, and now I'm here and he's only asking you guys about your wedding.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm like, okay, great. Yeah.
One of the most significant
the
provisions.
Atmosphere.
I hope.
Yeah.
It's somehow a waste of all of our
in
time.
In a prenuptial agreement is the need for both parties to declare their financial assets and liabilities completely, mm-hmm. right? So it compromises bank accounts, investments, real estate, debts, and other financial obligations. And without this provision, the agreement may be invalid if it's later found that one party was dishonest about their economic situation.
Is this a good time to tell you that Amir has a real gambling problem and is severely in debt?
We are going to get to that. We actually are going to get to
Great.
That.
Not in debt.
Avital, you can send this in an email. Amir, let's hear it.
What?
Oh, financial disclosures entirely.
Avital can send it in an email, but Amir, let's hear it.
Well, we don't have time for both of you guys to disclose your finances, so Avital will handle later.
Yeah.
Amir, let's hear your financial information verbatim.
Let's hear it.
Line by line.
Soup to nuts.
Let's go.
Start
think about
with a checking account.
Bank account, yeah. Where are you at, Chase, JP Morgan, or B of A? B of A, probably, because the closest branch is
You know, you've said that before.
Do you want to give our address out? I think that would help.
We've done it before. Los Angeles, California,
90. It's easy. I don't know anything. I'm telling you, he's a fucking squirrel. And he takes these little nuts of data and hoards them for the winter.
Your garage unit, your duplex unit. He said there is none.
And then you memorized the address.
No, he memorized it way before.
You didn't even look at notes or anything.
No, he has it off the top of his head.
Anytime someone gets hired at HeadGum, Jeff's first thing is to figure out what their address is and memorize.
You know Casey's address?
I think it's, I don't know verbatim, but it's on Ingridale.
Ingridale?
I know that that's close.
That's not a real street.
That's the one thing you bleep.
Investments. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm invested in like stocks and mutual funds. And
Doge.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now the only thing you're invested in is this marriage and nothing else.
Yes, thank you.
We did already handle real estate. You don't have any vacation rentals. You don't have any
timeshares. Yeah, no. No timeshares.
Condos, Skylar Gisondos. That's a timeshare with Skylar Gisondo. Marika's going to love that. Mm-hmm.
I know the name, actually, but I couldn't tell you why.
You don't
Is that a Broadway person? Is that why you said Marika?
He might have
been
Broadway, but he was in, like, We're the Millers or something.
Okay.
You guys don't have...
Oh!
You know him. That's awesome.
That's
there
the only reason I was like, I just showed up on
crazy.
This person. That is
what show
actually
is it?
Pretty
is it?
Nuts.
Can't say.
I don't think I can say.
As her lawyer, no.
It's not, yeah. That's funny. Will you
so you guys don't
that,
have like a...
In case I'm not supposed to say it?
Yeah, I'll cut that out.
Okay,
because I also avoided an NDA just then.
Okay. Did you?
Yeah.
This episode's so far 91 seconds long.
How did you do that?
Because he said another...
Are they bringing back?
He said what?
Shut the fuck up!
He said what?
Which is another show he's not supposed to be.
Why?
You guys don't have like a fucking beach house or a beach condo? You know, the Paradise Cove, you can get one for like $125,000. I know you can afford that. And don't say you don't know anything. I know you can afford that.
All of our money is in the
student
wedding.
Student debt? Or
which is so dumb. No.
Student debt?
Why are you worried right now? You're concerned.
I'm
just
trying to
relax.
Figure shit out. Because I don't want you guys to end up split at all. And then if you do it, I want the finances to just go to Amir.
Why does it matter for you?
Because, dude, I'm going to have to see both of them afterwards. And I don't want to have to pick up the pieces emotionally.
You think Avital will go to you in the case of a separation?
Also, you were pushing for the separation. You said not if, but when.
Forget it. Forget it. Let's move on to division of property. Another common term in a prenuptial agreement is how the couple's assets will be divided in the event of a divorce. In some circumstances, the prenup may define that a certain asset will stay separate property and not be subject to a division in divorce.
Yeah, the timeshare.
So the eventual timeshare. Yeah,
yeah, we don't have a timeshare.
But the eventual one, because I know you can afford it.
If we get a timeshare, then Avital can have it.
Thank you.
That's a huge win for you. All right, moving on to debt obligations. Debt obligations. Mm-hmm. Prenups can address debt obligations, including those responsible for any debt incurred during the marriage. Mm. Credit card debt, mortgage payments, and other financial obligations may be included. Without a provision in the prenup, the couple may have to rely on state laws to determine who is responsible for paying off the debt. Here's going to be kind of a problem if one of you guys has a ton of debt and the other one doesn't. California, common law marriage, right? Common law state. So that's going to be 50-50 unless you have this agreement in before Sunday, right? So that's the urgency.
Yeah, we don't have debt.
I didn't go to school. I'm
really?
Uneducated, yeah. So I have no
Shit
student
ass.
Debt.
Okay. I went to public university in
Berkeley,
2005,
yeah.
So it was like $4,000 a
Some
year.
Some people
Very
went
affordable.
To UCB, as in Upright Citizens. You went to UCB, Berkeley.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a mic drop.
All right.
Any skeletons in your guys' closet? Or
literal or?
Financial or? maybe, you know, any... So, but you said no student debt. You said no. You have a mortgage. That's kind of considerable debt. You're only 8 years into that. So that's 22 years of debt. And don't say that the monthly payments go down marginally every month that you pay off the principal. I really don't think so. Because I think you might have done interest only for the first 7 to 10 years, right?
You think that?
Any Amex cards?
you think you know about like the loan-term agreement to the mortgage?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did you do a 15-year? I don't think so. Did you do 5-year ARM? I doubt it.
For someone who rents, you know too much about owning property.
I'm trying to figure this shit out. Are you with... I don't know. Forget this. Spousal support, a.k.a. alimony. What are we thinking?
I keep Luke and then you pay to keep him in that high life forever.
He's a tiny prince, a small dictator of sorts, and he's a very expensive king that we have to sort of prop
up. He dines on ribeye. Only.
You know the
American
story.
Wagyu or Japanese A5?
Japanese, yeah.
Marble.
The marbling is unbelievable.
And he doesn't let us even smell it.
Got it. Inheritance rights. Prenuptial agreements can also address inheritance rights.
Inheritance rights. A sing-songy voice about what? Our parents passing away?
Casey, can you hit the woe?
No, that's the dad, right?
Can you fire his ass?
No.
Got it.
Yeah, it's a my contract. He can't fire me.
Yeah. You said that like my pillow.
Well, yeah, we went on mycontract.com
or whatever this one is.
I'll copy you. That looks
good. Prenuptial agreements can also address inheritance rights, including how the couple's assets will be distributed upon one spouse's death, not parents.
Okay.
So, you know.
So you mean if I die?
I get everything?
If I die. If I die and Fi die. So you basically run so fast into the Wall Street bull that you're gone.
Yeah.
Based just on physical appearance, I feel like this one is only relevant to how Avital's life will be post-Blumenfeld, but what's the plan here, guys?
For what?
I said based just on physical appearance, you're the only one who will have to deal with a death.
Oh, I see.
Because he's kind of knocking on death's door. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the plan?
It's nice that he's alive, but I guess if he dies, it's good that I'll have everything.
I get that. Are you splitting it, but is it all going to her or is some of it going to me or?
It would never go to you.
I feel like, but in a way, you know, cause like, you know, when you like walk behind somebody.
I was being Josh, but then I felt a little bad.
See, this is the difference between you, you sociopath, you'll joke about anything. And Avital, who has a kind heart, she feels bad.
Oh no, I'm just worried about the people on YouTube thinking I'm a monster. So
she's worried about the ad revenue, this getting flagged as threatening content.
The court of public opinion, for sure.
I'll be hanged and quartered for that. So.
Last one's business interests. Avital, do you own a business?
No.
Okay. So we don't have anything to worry about because it's just HeadGum, you know, and that's going to be belly up in the next 5 years, right? Probably by New Year's.
But one day I will start a business and it will be a competing podcast network and it will put HeadGum under. So I'll get there. Thank you.
Let's hear that.
Oh. I'll call it Butt Gum.
Welcome to the Jeff Lee Wed game.
Why am I here?
Casey, you're well supported. I think it's fun to have you here.
All right, yeah, I'll take that.
You can also say that for any episode you've been on. Why are any of us ever here?
Let's say hi to our lovely couple. Introduce yourselves.
Hey, my name is Amir Blumenfeld. I'm from Los Angeles.
Next.
Yeah, no.
This is the Jeff Lee Wed game. It's the newlywed game with a twist, and you'll find out the twist later. Oh, Anya, now Anya's here. Now Anya said she could make it. I begged her to come on this episode. Hey, Anya.
Nobody's there.
All right. This is the Jeff Lee Wed game. It's basically like the newlywed game with a twist.
Maybe it was
with
a little bit of zest.
Avital, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the room and then we'll scream for you to come back in, all right? This is just this is exactly like the newlywed game. So, you know, have some water, have a seltzer. Really?
Yeah.
Just for like 3 minutes. Just for 3 minutes.
Heat up on the table. But.
Yeah,
and we'll call you back in and then Amir will go out. Does that make sense? This is basically how well do you guys know each other and how strong is the union, right?
Yeah.
So we'll literally scream a blood-curdling scream at the top of our lungs for you to get a comeback.
I'll finally get the ready or not wedding.
Exactly right. All right. Amir.
Yeah.
Why... These are just questions for you.
This is how I think she'll respond.
Exactly. Okay. Well, it's also about what you think. Mm. It's a little bit different than the newlywed game. It's the Jeff Lee Wed game. Why would your spouse say that she is the better catch?
She's younger and more attractive than
she.
She.
Do you understand that the reason your spouse has never really shelled out for an expensive birthday gift is that you're not worth the price?
No, I don't think that.
What is your spouse's guilty pleasure? You?
No, my spouse's guilty pleasure is...
You can refer to her by name, can't you?
This is not on the Newlywed Game because there's usually multiple participants.
Well, this is the Jefflywed Game.
Okay, yeah. That's true.
She likes sweets, I guess, candies. And
what's her favorite candy?
She's more of a pastry woman, like cookies candy. And yeah. Can't have like anything sweet in the house.
Your spouse takes your hand and pulls you to the dance floor. Mm-hmm. She leans in and tells you, "This song reminds me of you." Why is that song just the sounds of non-anesthetic oral surgery?
Why is it that?
They asked that on the Newlywed Game?
No, this is the Jefflywed.
I asked that on the Jefflywed Game. Oh, do you want me to rephrase?
Sure. It would be a different song. It wouldn't be that.
Why is that song just the sounds of non-anesthetic oral surgery?
Because she thinks I have nice teeth.
All right. Thank you so much, Amir. We're going to have to ask you to pop out and grab Avital and bring her back in for her.
Okay,
question.
We're doing both?
Yep. Yep. Fast. Overlapping dialogue, obviously, and then also you getting up and leaving the room quickly, swiftly.
Yeah.
How's your heart? How's your love life?
First you want me, then you don't. I can hear there's music playing.
Yeah, there's music.
Even before putting this on.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
We didn't talk about anything in the meantime.
Really?
Yeah.
That's me. I'm here.
All right. So questions for Avital. What did your spouse, or sorry, why did your spouse wear Merrells on the first date? Or did he just have Merrell-wearing energy?
I don't know what Merrells are.
Do you want to pull up a photo of Merrells, and then I'll ask the next question?
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't know what it is either.
You don't either.
People under 30 will love that.
Great.
your spouse has the day off.
How do you spell it?
Merrell.
Amir's taking a photo of us.
All right. your spouse has the day off and an empty house. Why does your spouse...
Are they shoes?
Yeah.
Let's see them. Oh, yeah. These are ugly.
Can you show it to camera one?
Which one is...
I'll put it in a lower third. your spouse has the day
off... Okay, we're
off.
Rescheduling for Monday morning anyway, says Gabris.
Oh, okay, great.
Your spouse has the day off and an empty house. Mm-hmm. Why does your spouse spend the day bad?
Spend it bad.
Yes.
Because he's bad.
Got it. I know this is like asking.
And he had to leave for this?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
I know this is like asking like which viral disease is your favorite, but what was your best date with Amir?
Did you ask him this question too?
Different questions entirely.
Great. Ooh. Oh, I feel like I need an answer faster, but now I'm really thinking about it and I don't, none of them have been, no. There was a day that we went to the Descanso Gardens that was really fun. Mm.
When was that? Approximately what year?
5 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, maybe. We don't go on dates anymore. We don't like each other anymore. No, we
never stop. This is my best advice for married couples.
Stop dating.
Never stop dating your wife.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I'll never stop dating my wife.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's bring Amir back in! Amir!
Put us on chairs. Let's just do the thing.
Fucking sit, man! Wasted airtime! Come on!
you like me.
Well, wait, let's see how you answer these questions first before I commit.
It's the Jeffleywed game. It's not the Newlywed game. So you guys aren't privy to that information to incentivize you to listen to the episode, right? To get those two impressions.
So you're not going to say them right now.
Well, I want to make sure that the thing is getting their ad package, you know, their money's worth. So you have to listen to the episode if you want to listen to what they said. All right, here we go.
I could also ask you on the way home.
Yeah, right now.
What did you say?
Yeah.
All right, time to play Most Likely To. All right. Casey, you're the judge. Let's bring you in on this.
All right.
Basically, you have to judge if they're lying or not.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Lightning round, really. Most likely to accidentally find a portal to another dimension.
I guess I'll be tall.
Say it me. Audibly oh, right, for the audio listeners.
Yeah, I'll be tall.
Okay, Amir? I mean, sorry, Casey?
I don't think she's lying.
Great.
Thank you.
What about Amir?
And Amir said Avital?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think he is lying.
Oh!
How does that make
Holy
sense?
Holy shit!
Because it's the truth as we know it.
Because I think Amir thinks he'll find the portal, but he said you would.
Interesting. I think you think I would.
Yeah. I'm just guessing.
Because he wouldn't be open to it. He would be like, that's not anything.
Yeah, he'd ask too you skeptical. About
it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay, right. Most likely to drive his Mazda into a deer.
Probably me, because I have the Mazda.
Amir. Because I love deer.
Yeah, Amir's telling the truth.
Holy shit, okay. Most likely to miss their flight because they packed at the last minute.
Definitely Avital.
Definitely me.
Casey?
I'm like an acquaintance to Avital, but they seem confident. I'll say they're telling the truth.
For sure, for sure. All right, most likely to get high to numb his emotions surrounding Jake's sold-out NAD pod at Carnegie Hall.
The first part was Avital. The second part was me.
What's that?
most likely to get high to numb out is Avital. The specific right. Jake on NAD pod would be me. She
it's only
care
the
about.
Full question, so let's hear that second part.
So I guess
most,
me.
Do you want me to repeat it?
No, I guess me then.
Most likely to get high to numb his jealousy
I think that's
of
still
Jake.
More likely me.
Really?
Yeah, because Jake and I have shared in how
Impacts.
Little Amir. A little Amir gets jealous. Like, we have more heightened emotions. We are more right. likely to be jealous overall than Amir or Jill.
Is
or
that
Jill
because you're
masks.
At peace with yourself, Amir, or is that because you don't feel anything?
Yes.
That's Got a it. Question for our therapist, I guess.
You're not in singular therapy?
I was, and then I stopped going.
Sounds like my dad.
Why?
He might be your dad.
Most likely. Most likely to clap when the plane lands.
Neither of us.
Really?
Yeah. I was clapping now. Yeah. But not when the plane lands.
All right. Most likely to have to bust. There,
she's telling the truth.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Casey. What do you think? Telling the truth?
She's telling the truth, yeah.
Most Thank likely you. To busk outside the sphere after he lost his last 60 grand playing Keno in Vegas.
Amir.
That's me. I love Vegas.
That's right.
Casey.
True.
True. And then the last one, most likely to get kind of too drunk at the wedding. I'm going to say Casey.
Yeah.
Casey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
I would say I'm more likely than you, but probably neither of us will.
Yeah.
Did we win?
You definitely won, and your prize is that, I don't know, your prize is that I won't dox the wedding. I'll sweep really everything nice. Out, or I'll yeah. release this next week. You're welcome.
Thank you. What are you most excited about for the wedding?
For the wedding or for your entire marriage?
Both. For the wedding.
And for our wedding. I want the marriage one.
For the wedding, I am really excited to be at that wedding venue. And then I'm excited to see, like, Marika and Jake.
Okay.
Cool.
And love is love is love is love is love. So I like, I mean, I'm also
What about
excited.
My dress? You don't give a shit?
He really doesn't care about your dress.
Wow.
I'm excited. What kind of cake is it? Is it the vanilla almond classic?
There's going to be more than one cake.
Whoa.
None of them That's are like exciting. Traditional wedding cakes, but there'll be several normal cakes.
Avital is pretty hands off for planning the wedding except for the cake.
That's exactly right.
She's like,
I love
all
cake.
I care about is the cake.
Yeah. That's true. And the music. Cared a lot about the music.
Yeah. And we'll be playing Cake by the Ocean.
Nice.
Thank you. And a long
cake.
Nice. No, I am really excited. I love weddings. I haven't been to one since Jake's. So this is. You
haven't
really
been
fun.
To a cake since Jake's.
I said I'm excited for the wedding.
Oh, sorry.
And what are you most excited about for the marriage?
Probably the linking and building of it all. I mean, I want to see how this brings you guys together financially, mostly.
Yes, you are you going to see that? Concerned about the finances.
How will you see it?
I'll probably
break into our bank accounts.
Jeff will be a guarantor on our joint savings
account. I was going to say a trustor. So, because here's the thing: did you guys buy your house through a trust, or is it in your name?
Plugs.
Plugs. What do you guys have going on? Other than the obvious, do you want to plug the wedding? It seems like you want to keep everything under wraps.
Yes, we do.
Right? Yes, yeah. So don't plug it.
You can still watch Passover.gay because Jeffrey and Amir are both in it.
Oh, that's good.
I Passover.gay.
Blacked out during the filming of that. I don't remember what I said because it was improvised.
Yeah.
I know that the show was good, but was my episode fine?
Yeah.
It was a semi-scripted web series starring Avital.
People really
like it.
It used
to be called Antisocial Distance.
That's right.
Now it's Passover.gay.
That's right.
That's the URL/title. Borderline new title.
Exactly right.
Antisocial Distance I found really annoying to type. And also, frankly, not as punchy as Passover.gay.
Yeah,
thank
exactly
you.
That's good. Casey, what
and
was
that's
that?
The link.
I said Passover.gay is good.
And let's hear your plugs.
Passover.gay
is good.
Let's hear your plugs, Casey.
Pitwall Podcast.
Yep.
I don't know when this episode comes out. I know.
This Friday, ideally.
This Friday?
Either ideally this Friday or next Friday.
Okay. Well, we just had Riley on the show.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Jeff was going to be there, but he slept through it.
Not
true?
On purpose. Yeah. Not on
wow.
purpose. My phone was plugged in with an alarm.
Another
to wake
plug.
Up.
Nice. Yeah.
And punctal plugs. Don't you have those?
I do. Well, not at the moment. I actually, Dr. Arthur Benjamin, who I sent you to,
yeah.
Needs to plug me.
Oh, plug it up.
My doctor needs to plug me.
Punctal or otherwise?
Butt and punctal, my
nice.
Two favorite plugs.
And the eye doctor does the butt.
Exactly right. The punctal
also,
is my partner.
I think because you mentioned that I was the star of the Fringe,
sure.
I'm going to hopefully, after this job ends, tour it again. So go if you would like
That'd
to go
sick.
To
avitalash.com. I would love to go see
yeah,
it if
please.
You're in L.A. I heard that it was good.
From who?
Friends of mine saw it who were at Fringe. I don't
oh.
know if they said hi to you or not, but yeah.
That's cool.
But
also,
they said
yeah,
it was dark,
see,
but that
it's very
it was
dark.
Good. Yeah.
That's nice. But if you go to avitalash.com, just trying to actually get that plug mm-hmm, in,
yeah.
then you'll have, there'll be dates and updates. So sign up for the email list.
Nice.
Sorry, I feel like I took the plugs too seriously.
No, you should. That's the only part of this that's worthwhile for you. Amir?
Follow me on Instagram. I'm at avitalash.
Nice.
Thank you.
You can
nice.
See all the photos.
Nice.
And stuff
what a
like
sweet.
That.
You're keeping your name.
Yeah. I'm pushing for him to take mine, but
Amir Ash, I don't mind that.
Right?
It
right?
sounds like a small rash, though.
Amir Ash?
Amir Rash.
It's Amir Rash.
Yeah. It's just a small amount
rash.
Of eczema.
Yeah. yeah.
But
I guess.
You don't hear it till he says it that way. Amir Ash makes sense.
You don't
say
hear it
Amir
until
rash.
I say it. Yeah.
I do think Amir Ash sounds like a cooler guy.
Thank you.
Ash is a cooler
you.
Last name than Blumenfeld,
for
sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But
you drag the R
that it
in a way that nobody would say.
My name ends with an R.
But you say Amir Rash, but it's not Amir Rash. It's Amir Ash.
Amir Ash.
What about, because your brother.
Take it.
They did a portmanteau, him and his wife, right? It became Blue
Oh,
Rose.
Yeah, yeah. They changed their last name.
So
you don't
about
have to say what it
Ash.
Is.
Ashenfeld.
Mm.
Yeah.
Then we lose everything that's good about Ash.
What
yeah.
about Blooming
Jewish.
Rash?
You're obviously not taking this seriously.
If you can't even, yeah, if you can't even take a plug section seriously,
I mean
how are you going to take the vows?
That's right.
You'll be there and find out IRL. Cut.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.